Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the weekend almost here. A lot of sports this weekend. You got the World Series that starts tonight with the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Yep.
You got the Broncos. Are you still going to the game?
I am a DD.
Cool.
They were talking about how it's I forgot what it's called. It's called the something game, like a stump you up game. I don't know.
Stump you up?
They called it some kind of game where they're not going to take it that serious and they're worried about it because it's just such a, gimme.
They call those trap games.
That's the word.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, that was the word.
Yeah. That was sports game.
Yeah.
I'm a former athlete.
Yeah, I guess stump you up is not it.
No. It's one of those games that sometimes you get caught off guard.
Yeah.
Because you didn't take it serious enough.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And they come in here and kick your butt.
Well, and they said that their eyes are too far forward for the next games.
Yeah.
That they're not going to really worry about the stump you up.
Yeah, they're looking past.
No, it's not stump you up.
Well, it is in my world.
It's not.
I can call it what I want.
It's called the trap, man. You get fall into the trap.
It's called the stump you up.
I think the next game they go to like Baltimore, then they go to Kansas City to play the undefeated Chiefs. So they're looking ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this one might stump you up.
I hope you get more gifts when you go.
I know.
Yeah, keep in mind when you're down there. Okay.
I don't know what day it's going to be. I was kind of shocked that they give all those people because I brought BJ in. The glasses and the hat from the last game I went to. And I'm kind of shocked. Those are pretty cool for as many people as they have to provide for.
I don't like when they put another logo on there.
The Coca-Cola one.
No, I like Coca-Cola, though.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola's cool. It works for me, okay? But when they put, Bob's Plumbing.
Yeah.
It kind of takes away from the freebie. You got Denver Broncos, Bob's Plumbing.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But Coca-Cola kind of fits. It's all right with me.
Do you know what we get this week?
I'm trying to figure that out
okay.
right now.
All right, I'm excited.
Be sure. Here's what you do, Jamie.
Okay.
You name drop, okay?
No, I'm not going to name drop.
Just listen to me. Don't give me a big no before I say what I'm saying.
All right. I too don't know that guy that got shot out of Shotgun Willie's. Is that what I say?
No. Look, here's what the old lady that's there handing out the merchandise, okay?
Yep.
You look at her and you say, "Hi, I'm BJ, or I'm Jamie from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Can I get an extra one for my friend BJ?"
I would never do that in my life. That's something you would do, but that's something I would never do.
Fidel's going to the game. He'd do it to heartbeat. Hey, Fidel, can you get me an extra?
Yeah, I'll get you one.
Do a little name drop, okay? Are you still going to the game?
Maybe not. We're trying to figure that out.
That's a no.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah. It's just a little tight with practice with the timing. So
yeah.
Priorities.
Yeah. Okay.
Yesterday, breaking news with the Menendez brothers. Man, is the internet? It is so divided on this.
It is. It really is.
I kind of like it though. It takes away from politics finally.
Yeah, that's true.
Without a doubt.
I just need something else in my feed besides this election that's coming up here.
So the whole Menendez brothers, what's it called? Not a retrial, a resentencing. Yeah.
All right, here's part of the press conference. The DA out of district attorney out of California talking about where we're headed with the Menendez brothers.
I have to tell you that after a very careful review of all the arguments that were made for people on both sides of this equation, I came to a place where I believe that under the law, resentencing is appropriate, and I am going to recommend that to a court tomorrow. What that means in this particular case is that we're going to recommend to the court that the life without the possibility of parole be removed and that they will be sentenced for murder, which, because there are two murders involved, that will be 50 years to life. However, because of their age under the law, since they were under 26 years of age at the time that these crimes occurred, they will be eligible for parole immediately.
Coming home for Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know about that age thing.
Yep.
Wow, that's under crazy. 26,
under 26? I mean, that seems like a very old age.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That you get a leniency for. I would think, okay, maybe under 21, now, but not 26.
Now, do we know if they have, is there still a trust anywhere? Is there any money?
I don't know. Yeah. No. They say these guys are going to make a ton of money out of it. I don't know what happened to the family money. The family money was estimated at $14 million, and that was 1989, I think it was, when this thing occurred.
And then the house, what was that? Like, there was a house.
Yeah,
that
mansion.
Was probably a couple million back then.
Well, that's part of the 14.
Oh, it is.
The entire family fortune was $14 million. And I think
then that's
was the property
gone.
And everything. So I don't know what happened. Yeah, with their lawyer fees, that probably, probably put them in the hole. But they're saying these guys are going to make a ton of money out of this thing. You know, the only thing that bothers me with this whole story, and let me tell you, we could put this at TextNATO at 51059, and it will be 50-50 split. People think they should stay in jail. There are people also thinking that they should be set free because of the abuse that allegedly happened. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if they should be or shouldn't be.
I think they're going to become famous. I think they're both going to become famous.
I think
they're going to make a lot of money. I mean, if you even look at that girl who, remember her mom made her act like she had cancer and all that stuff. And then she had her boyfriend stab her, shoot her, whatever. She became famous, right?
Yeah.
I think there are those stories that these people that commit these awful crimes become famous.
And they're going to be doing so many interviews and talking to everyone about it.
Now, when I was watching yesterday, they had a lot of different lawyers that weigh in, give their opinion. You know, it's just the way it goes. One of the things they brought up was, we're setting a really bad precedent when you set it so that a Netflix docu can actually spark something like this. It's like, okay, this is really dangerous territory. When you go and put together a Netflix series, and that show.
Well, it did it with, what's his name? The guy with his pregnant wife. It was kind of the same story. Remember, now that agency is looking at him to let him be released. Oh, what's his name? You know, his wife was pregnant, and fishing boat guy.
Scott
Peterson.
Yes. Netflix thing then brought out whatever that group is. They're relooking at it.
Yeah, but it's not really gone any further.
No, but it's
gone to the point of release.
But for them to look at it.
I got you. I'm just saying that now we've taken it to a different level. You've got a DA that's saying these guys are going to get out for the most part, okay? So it's a little bit different in that regard. But they're saying that, they being the lawyers, that when you start looking at these Netflix series in order to, state a case to get out of prison, it might be a little bit, slippery slope.
And yes, that DA did sound like Kermit the Frog. Everybody's texting about
that. They hate that guy. They hate that guy out there.
Well, it's just his voice is very annoying.
It's very distracting.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Beautiful weekend coming up. Going to be around 75 all weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Friday.
What's up?
I voted yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Early voting?
Let me tip you off on something, okay?
Okay.
Are you voting this year?
I haven't registered yet.
Okay. Well, you got time.
I have time.
Yeah, you have time. Let me just tip you off to something, okay? They're sneaky, Jamie.
Who's sneaky?
Colorado. Those people that do these ballots are sneaky little mofos.
Mofos?
Well, they deserve it. Because here's what I did last night. They make these ballots really difficult to read, okay, and to understand. But they word them in such ways to make you feel like a schmuck if you don't say yes.
Okay. Okay,
I'll give you an example. When they start out with the phrase, "Would you like us to collect taxes?" First thing that tells me is no, because I don't want taxes raised for anything.
Right.
Okay. But then you read on into the paragraph, and it's to raise taxes to keep Bambi alive in the woods. It's raising taxes to keep bears out of bear traps. And then you feel like a schmuck if you don't say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real...
I thought you just would go down the red line. Like, that's who you are. You were reading them? Wow.
No. These are... there are no red lines.
Oh, okay.
This is a yes, no questions on taxes and
Got
stuff.
Okay.
Now, when you go over to the election itself, like president, your senator, and things like that, yeah, then you're picking, you know, red line or blue line, whatever. Yeah. But no, then they have this whole, which, by the way, I got tired reading all of it.
Oh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like reading a novel. It's unbelievable how many questions they have on
there. Now, if you don't answer any of them, is it void or how does that work?
No, it just doesn't count.
They just don't count it?
I feel like I'm not doing my civic duty not to just answer, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that the commercials are so confusing to me because I watch one girl's commercial and I'm like, yeah, what you're saying, I like you. And then I watch her opponent and I was like, yeah, I like you, what you're saying. And then I see her again, and she's like, that person's evil. I'm like, yeah. And then that girl goes, she's evil. I'm like, yeah. So
you
I don't
really
even
have,
know.
Like, no idea.
You have no idea. I just,
what to go
all
with.
I know is they all say that every one of them are all horrible people. Yeah. Across the board, everybody's just horrible people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one question on there, and I guess it's for the state. So everybody gets this question, okay? You know, sports gambling, big deal, right? Well, the state's collecting on sports gambling. Collecting money, okay? So the question is, do you want us as a state to hang on to the taxes from sports betting and spend it on things like little Billy's free lunch at school or whatever, you know, roads, potholes, things like that? Or do you want us to give it back to the casinos? Which you read that?
Wait,
you think,
read it like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They do it. Colorado, the state itself, prints these things to make you feel like a real schmuck.
They try to persuade you to go the way that they want you to go.
Or do you want us to give it back to the casinos to squander?
I just feel bad for those poor lions or cats that are treed and then they're shot at point blank. That doesn't seem very nice.
I didn't read that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one amendment where they don't want, not bobcats, what's the other? Mountain lions. Mountain lions to be treed by dogs, and then they're shot out of the tree. Yeah. So, I don't
That's
know.
That's on the ballot?
Yeah. Sure is.
I didn't see anything you about shooting anything, somebody in a tree.
The mountain lion one?
Yeah, there's a mountain lion, but it doesn't say anything about being shot in a tree.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that must be the commercial that sold you on
that. Yeah, because I'm a veterinarian, and I don't think that's right to shoot him at point blank.
Right.
And then I was thinking, what, is the guy like climbing up the tree? Because how can it be point blank? The mountain lion's way up there. That's when you shoot him.
It's Prop 127.
Yeah, I think I voted to shoot him.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing.
Listen,
here's the thing. Everything that said, do you want us to raise taxes? I said no.
Well, and see, I'm a big fan of the raccoon penis. Yeah, you know, remember?
Sure, female raccoon.
Yeah, but remember, was it the raccoon penis that my dad made?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so how you have to shoot those is that, unfortunately, you tree them, and then you shoot them out of the tree.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you can get a nice keychain that looks like that is actually a raccoon penis. Oh, so
that or stop at a Stuckey's. I think they have them, too. I think.
And I'm not the biggest fan of mountain lions, I have to be honest. So I support your vote on that.
Well, I did because they say raise taxes and then throw this guilt trip at you.
Yeah.
Thinking that, oh, there's no way they're going to say, no, don't raise the taxes when you're saving Bambi out of the forest.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, because they have a veterinarian on and he's like, I'm against that. How rude. I was like, well, I'm not a really big fan of the mountain lion, though. I have to be honest.
I guess the big opponent of this is it would make livestock incidents ineligible for big game damage. So if a mountain lion came and killed your cows, you can't file that claim anymore because now it's not considered big game if Proposition 127 passes.
That is
no.
So,
I say no.
That is so jacked up how they twist that.
Uh-huh. It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
It is. That was my whole point, is when you read these things, you don't know which way to go. And they make it sound like that if you do go a certain way, you're a schmuck, man.
Yeah.
You just don't care about Colorado.
And that one lady, she's a doctor, but she thinks fentanyl's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't vote for her either. No.
I don't know. I like the other guy because he Oh, I forgot what his funny one was. But she hates him because he did something, and then he hates her. Oh, my God. Those two are just
but
everything.
The cops back that one guy.
Yeah, I don't even. I like her because she's a doctor. I think she's smart. We need smart people in Congress.
Yeah, but I don't like fentanyl.
Well, I like her because she's got a good education.
All right, me.
Let's keep her.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ. Jamie Morning Show here on Friday, man. Woo! I'm ready for the weekend. I really am. Did you see where the oldest lady in the U.S. has died?
Hold on. I'm trying to write a post. Right. Hey, so what should... My boss says that my posts are boring and I need to add to them. So I just added that that they're doing this cool thing. It's called Tales on the Tower. And you know how the clock tower downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, during the 9 News Parade of Lights or whatever, they're doing a thing. I think it's Dumb Friends Legs or whatever. And for $200 donation, you can put your dog's picture up there during the Parade of Lights.
That's cool.
Cute, right? So I just shared it, but I'm supposed to add something to it. Like, what should I write? Like, are you going to do this?
Yeah. Would your dog like this?
Would your dog? All right, I'm gonna put.
Would your dog like this?
Would your dog like this? Well, that's kind of lame.
Is that him?
Would you do this? Do this? Question mark. Okay, now go ahead about the oldest lady.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Would you do this? Okay, there. What?
All right. This lady. She was 115 years old.
Oh, okay.
She was born in 115 years ago. How about that? She lived through 20 U.S. presidents. She was 3 years old when the Titanic sank.
Wow.
She was 5, World War I begun. 30, World
Are you going to do
II.
All the history marks?
I've only got two more. 42, when television was invented. And then she was 59 when Martin Luther King Jr. Can you imagine that? 115 years. I would want to.
I know. You say that. Well, you say it now about your own age.
Yeah. I'm past it now. I'm ready.
You either want to go to jail or die at this point. Yeah. That's what you tell us every day.
She looks good.
Oh, she looks great. Yeah.
115 years old.
So, wait. I always want to know what they say their secret was.
Yeah, I asked Spadil. I said, Spadil, go get... Because you love when you hear whiskey and cigarettes, man.
Yeah.
That is the best. When they live to 115 and like, yeah, I drink a fifth of whiskey every single day, smoke 2 packs of cigarettes.
Then everybody goes, see?
Yeah. She got some... No. Yeah. Hers is faith, never drank, never smoked.
Oh, okay.
All about God.
Yeah, because there's a one recently, she was 110, and I went to her, like, what was her secret?
Yeah.
Well, she did yoga all the way up to 100.
I know. And people like us, you know, we pull for like, come on, man. Tell them that you smoke cigarettes, man. Tell them
the whiskey.
Drink some vodka every day.
Yeah, that's what
it
we
was
want.
Truly, right? Truly lit. Like, Truly was where it is.
Yeah, this lady never drank, never smoked, loves God.
Yeah.
All the things that get you to 115, I guess.
Yes. So.
Well, we've always said that when we see the ones at 120 and they say they've drank all their lives, we never believe them. It's like, no, you didn't. Well, there's no way.
This lady, they actually followed her. They did a whole special about her. And her thing was she didn't care really if people drank and had a glass of wine and all that stuff or ate bad. But she said you just have to keep active and like walk, just at least walk every day. And she said, do something with your brain.
I completely agree with that.
You know, just do something creative with your brain instead of just sitting there. Whoops, watching TV all day.
I think I'm going to go back to liquor and cigarettes. I mean, I might as well just speed things up. Unbelievable. Good for her. Well, yeah, right? She died, though.
She looks great. Oh, wait, what? Wait, she died?
Well, yeah, the oldest lady in the world died.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, that was the whole idea.
Oh,
Mitch.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, she died.
Well, now that's the story's so sad.
No, the oldest lady in the U.S.
I thought they just named her the oldest lady. I didn't know she kicked the bucket.
Yeah, she died.
Oh,
she
man. Well, all right, go ahead and go back to Ed.
She lived in Houston. Yeah. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, I'm going to say I think sometimes these companies overthink things.
What do you mean?
Corporate America overthinks right. things. As somebody that dated a Jewish man for 7 years, the fact that Neiman Marcus has decided to ban, if you will, the word Christmas from its century-old gift catalog is bizarre to me, because I dated a Jewish man for 7 years in Los Angeles, and I would ask him, I'm like, does it bother you? Like, your entire life, you've been bombarded with the word Christmas. And he said, I never even cared. I actually liked it. I didn't care. So he and I got a Christmas tree together, and we did it in blue. We did all the lights in blue and everything. And we had a blast doing that. And he never cared. And then I had a menorah too for him. But the fact that they're banning the word Christmas, I'm telling you, most people of other religions, at least that I've been surrounded by, they don't care.
No. And you just, like you said, you overthink it, and yeah. you're trying your best not to offend anyone, and you end up offending a whole group of people.
Well,
like,
yeah.
people that love Christmas.
Well, not only that, but I mean, I understand that there's different religions, and they don't have Christmas. I get that. But just leave it be. Like, nobody's protesting you. Nobody's freaking out about the word Christmas. I would say if you ask most groups that they're not upset.
You think they do it for publicity, though?
No, I don't think that this Christmas catalog needs the publicity. It's always so famous every year because we go through the list of because they're ridiculous gifts, right? I mean, they're yeah. things that we can't yeah. afford. So it's always like that, you know, $250,000 little kid's 9-volt battery car.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like a Mercedes, yeah. Mercedes or something.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is that they could have easily omitted the Christmas word out of the catalog and never said a word, and most people wouldn't even realize it.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe they're getting some pushback from the more extreme religions. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yep. Anyway, let's see here. The CEO, Jeffrey Van Rumendonken. He's not Swiss. He just last year announced 5% of their workforce would be cut despite record cash bonuses in the 2 years prior. So maybe you're right. Maybe they're having hard times. And maybe they're like, here's something we'll try.
Yeah.
Let's cut the word Christmas.
Yeah, I sometimes I think they do it for that reason, simply to get the publicity from it.
Morgan Wallen, One Night at a Time tour grossed $300 million. Woo! The highest grossing country tour, this is country, tour of all time, $300 million. That's a lot of money.
Sure is.
And see that guy to my right?
Yeah.
He probably spent about $3,000 of that.
Yeah.
Gave
bought,
it to him.
Bought six tickets.
Yeah.
God, it was so good, though.
It was yeah. so good.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I'll do it again.
Money well spent, I guess.
I loved the love affair. I didn't really know what was going on when I was younger, but I love now that I'm older, knowing about the love affair between Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. Because all their songs, they were the Taylor Swifts before Taylor Swift was popular. They wrote songs about each other and about their breakup, and they became very popular songs because she would write about him and their breakup, and he would write about her and their breakup, and it was songs to each other. That's how they communicated. So Stevie Nicks just gave an interview with Rolling Stones. I didn't know why this final breakup happened. I guess she was married to him, to Lindsey Buckingham. And she said, I knew it was finally time that we were done. She said, it all happened the way it should have. It happened one night, not planned, at a Music Cares benefit concert. I didn't even tell anybody it had happened in my head until the whole ceremony was over. I took with me that night a song that I'd done with Leanne Rimes called Borrowed. I took it with me to play for him because I thought he could, we could do this song beautifully, but he wasn't very nice to me. He wasn't very nice to anybody. He wasn't even nice to Harry Styles. And I could hear my parents saying, are you really going to spend the next years of your life with this man? I could hear my very pragmatic father say, you don't want him treating people like this. You don't want to be treated like this. And that's when I knew it was finally over with Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah, the word is he was a schmuck.
Yeah, especially at the end.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
He lives here, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I think he does. I think he lives up around Boulder somewhere.
All I know is that she said the only time I ever spoke to Lindsey after that breakup was for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
She said that she saw him at Christine McVie's funeral. And I didn't know this. They were on the top of Nobu. And she said, we're on the top of Nobu during Christine McVie's celebration of life. And all of a sudden, the whole place just started blowing around. The wind started blowing. The whole place we thought was going to blow away. It tore down all the decorations. And we knew it was Christine McVie going, yeah, let's not do this.
By the way, Lindsey lives in Palo Alto.
Oh, okay. I think you're thinking of the other guy.
I don't know. One of them lives here, I thought.
You're thinking of the gray-headed guy. She also boned. What's his name? So there's Lindsey Buckingham and...
I don't know who all she boned.
The two band members she boned.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mick Fleetwood?
Yeah, maybe it was him. Maybe he lives here.
I don't know. I thought Lindsey did at some point. Whatever.
Okay. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, she also says that Katy Perry drives her nuts, basically.
She does?
Yeah. She said... One day, about 10 years ago, Katy Perry walked up to me and she's like, oh my God, I hate all the internet armies of all the girl singers and how cruel they are and how mean they are. And so she said, here's an idea. Get off the internet.
Yeah, good idea.
I mean, that'll solve some of your problems right there.
I was like, whoa, okay. All right, Dave Portnoy, he says he absolutely hates Zach Bryan, and he's going to bat for his girl. So if you don't know, Chicken Little, what's her name?
Chicken Fry.
Yeah. She is one of his employees, and Zach Bryan just went on the internet and broke up with her. And so here's what Dave had to say.
Never a liker. How do you like that? Wow. I should never a liker. I think he's a fraud. I like every time I met him, I was not comfortable with him. You certain guys where you're like, okay, I kind of like this guy. He's a good vibe guy. This guy never gave that vibe to me.
So he says that he's fake. He doesn't like him at all.
There's a couple of guys around the office like this too.
That are fake?
Well, they just don't give a good vibe.
I'm trying to think who
does. Powerball Pete's one of them.
He does not give a good vibe. Powerball Pete. Oh, my God. I talked to him yesterday forever. I love that guy. I actually do love Pete. I mean, I know we give him a lot of crap, but he's a good guy. He really is.
He is.
Let's see here. I don't even want to read all this Diddy. Look how many pages of Diddy stuff.
So much, and it's every day.
It is.
I think the Jamie Foxx thing, although, is pretty interesting.
Simply
because we had no idea. And if this turns out to be true, then this is huge. Simply because they're claiming that Jamie Foxx is the one that called the FBI that got all this ball rolling against P. Diddy.
They're also claiming that Jamie Foxx, the reason why he was almost dead, is because P. Diddy drugged him.
Yeah.
And so they had a falling out that night, and then he was drugged, and he went to the hospital and almost died. That's what they're saying. And just listen to this clip.
Jamie has a special coming out on Netflix called What Had Really Happened Was, and I went to the taping of it. It was 3 days taping. I went to the first show. I went to the last show.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx states in this, spoiler alert, but Jamie Foxx states in the special that Diddy was responsible for what happened to him, and he is the one that called the FBI on him.
So it's got to be a joke, though, right?
I don't think he was joking. Y'all can determine was he joking or not. To me, I'm a new comedian, right? I've learned and learned from game. I know when somebody's setting up a punchline, and I know when you're serious. And when he said it, he said, and I'm the one that called the feds on him.
And I don't know how many comedians right now, like a Jamie Foxx, for example, that's using P. Diddy as a punchline.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like when his name comes up, they're pretty serious about it.
Yeah, I feel like they're staying away from him as a punchline right
too.
Now.
Yeah, me too. It's not really something you work into the routine, you know?
And finally, you're going to be seeing Von Dutch trucker hats a lot. Okay? So that's from the 90s. Remember that and the FUBU?
Oh, yeah. Why is Von Dutch coming back?
Because Kylie wore one, and so did, let's see, who else wore one? Kylie Jenner sported one, Kendall wore one, and Bella wore one. So, you know, all
the
sheep.
It's going to be the new fad. Yeah.
Okay. So they're all back again. They're about $50. You can get them on Zoomies anywhere. But it's the new trend that's sweeping the nation. I'm going to pull out my FUBU hat. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.